in all the days of your life. Question, hey, the police are here. They want to talk to me. What should I do? Well, I could give you my answer to that question in case you haven't already guessed it, but why don't we go to a real expert? Justice Robert Jackson, a prosecutor's prosecutor. Like me, he began his private practice in Buffalo, New York, years before I did, and after that he served as general counsel for the Bureau of Internal Revenue, the U.S. Department of Treasury, the Security and Exchange Commission, assistant U.S. Attorney General for the Tax Division, later the Solicitor General and the Attorney General of the United States, and then the chief U.S. prosecutor for the Nuremberg trials. That's an impressive resume. Years later, when he was a justice on the Supreme Court, Justice Jackson stated, quote, any lawyer worth his salt, today we would say his or her, will tell the suspect, his client, in no uncertain terms to make no statement to the police under any circumstances. There's the title of my talk. I'm here to explain to you the surprising and somewhat counterintuitive and admittedly unlikely reasons why Justice Jackson was right. I'm reminded of this because I'm amazed, we're all amazed, by the frequency with which we see newspaper articles coming out all the time from people who really ought to know better, who say, well, I'll talk to the police. I mean, after all, I'm a senator. I'm O.J. Simpson. I'm an experienced, highly polished individual. I've got a lot of experience with public relations, even criminal defense attorneys. There was a local news story here in the Virginia Pilot just a couple of months ago about an experienced criminal defense lawyer who ended up getting convicted of criminal assault because he talked to the police. He was accused of having assaulted another attorney in the hallway. There were no other witnesses to this. A woman said that he grabbed her by the throat during an argument over a case. He denied it. At trial, it was his word against hers. He said, I did not even touch her. But unfortunately for him, when the police had approached him earlier and said, would you be willing to answer some questions? He said, sure, why not? I'm an attorney. I'm a criminal defense attorney. I'm savvy. I'm sophisticated. I've got oratorical prowess. I'm accustomed to dealing with the police, by all means. And then there was a conversation that was not recorded. When the case went to trial, it was no longer his word against hers, because when he testified at trial, I never touched her. The officer took her to the stand and testified, well, when I met with him, he said he did put his hand on her throat, but just as a joke. Then he had to take the stand again and say, that's not true. I never said that. I never admitted to you that I... Now it's his word against two people. Who's telling the truth? We'll never know for sure. But he was found guilty.
He was found guilty because he talked to the police. And if you're interested, this video is linked from the episode page at tectonic.fm. Again, that's Regent Law Professor James Duane from back in 2012 talking to some law students, I guess future defense attorneys, to remind them that they should never talk to the police and they should advise their clients never to talk to the police. And he backs it up by quoting, as you heard, the chief lawyer for the U.S. in the Nuremberg trials. This is a gentleman with a long and distinguished career saying, never talk to the police. This is not a radical notion. I mean, it's just, as he pointed out in the example, it's just smart. Here's the punchline, friends. The reason why I wanted to share that little excerpt with you is because it came to mind when I was reading Andrew Guthrie Ferguson's book, Your Data Will Be Used Against You. Because I'm reading this and I'm thinking, wait a second, that video says don't talk to the police, and yet the world we live in now in the 2020s is that your phone talks to the police, your surveillance watch talks to the police, your fridge talks to the police, your car talks to the police. Depending on the town or city you live in, maybe the surveillance streetlights talk to the police. Your neighbor's Amazon Ring surveillance doorbell on their front door talks to the police when you walk down your sidewalk. There are so many devices and sensors talking to the police about you all of the time. That should leave you a little worried. And that is why this is urgent for us to think about solutions. And I'm just about out of time, but I, again, recommend this book if you want to dive into solutions and see that there is a way out of this, but we're going to have to put some work in. Hope you found this helpful. You are listening to the greatest radio station in the world, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Until next time, friends, you know exactly what to do. Avoid Apple, abandon Amazon, forget Facebook, and whatever you do, get off Google. And I thought, you know, why don't we have a little bit of fun for our outro and play a song performed by Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra called Call the Police. Have a great week, everybody. I'll see you next time.
Calling all cars. Calling all cars. Calling all cars. Call the police, hurry, hurry. Call the police, quick, quick, quick. Call the police, hurry, hurry. Someone stole my gal from me. Call the police, hurry, hurry. Call the police, quick, quick, quick. Call the police, hurry, hurry. Someone stole my gal from me. She's a little bitty girl about 5 feet high. Look out, man, don't you lie. She's not stout or plump or fat. Don't you worry, old man, she'll soon be back. Call the police, hurry, hurry. Call the police, quick, quick, quick. Call the police, hurry, hurry. Someone stole my gal from me. Mop it up. Mop it up. Mop it up. Stout or plump or fat, don't you worry, old man, she'll soon be back. Call the police, hurry, hurry. Call the police, quick, quick, quick.
And good evening, friends. Welcome to another exciting installment of It's Complicated, an hour of Prague and Prague-adjacent music. I'm the host of this program, Dave Mandel. I'm here every Monday at 7 p.m. bringing you this exciting radio show. Thanks for joining me. Oops, forgot to update the playlist. There's an online playlist, of course, WFMU.org, so-called ACU playlist, if you want to see what I'm playing at any given time. Just go over there and you can see in real time the titles, artists, album titles, record labels, all of that on our website. And we're going to start tonight's show with music from an old favorite of ours, and that would be Nick Mason. Nick Mason was the drummer. I guess they're no longer together, right? Pink Floyd, drummer in Pink Floyd. And I would have known this if I'd sort of done the calculations in my head, but I saw a note somewhere on Nick Mason today, and it mentioned that he's the only member of Pink Floyd who played on every single Pink Floyd album. That's pretty impressive. I couldn't name probably the last four or five Pink Floyd albums, but nevertheless, the only member who wasn't thrown out of the band or didn't, you know, get... have a mental breakdown or whatever. Nick Mason. So we're going to hear music from an album that Nick put out in the early 80s, 1981. I think technically the artist would be Nick Mason's Fictitious Sports. It's not clear to me whether that's the title of the album or the title of the band. Doesn't really matter, right? But Nick Mason at the time was hanging with a bunch of a certain crowd of jazz musicians, Michael Mantler, and those guys, Gary Window, who was what, a sax player, and Robert Wyatt. We're going to hear a track that, if I'm not mistaken, if I've got the right cut here, you never know, it actually features Robert Wyatt on vocals. So this is, again, from the album Nick Mason's Fictitious Sports, 1981, and this will be a track called I'm a Mineralist.
I creep up to old records and lick off the rust. I'm a mineralist. I'm a mineralist. Mother used to try to meddle in my affairs. Keep your nose up off that. Some people will stand. Get the lead out of your pants and change your underwear. I've been stealing baby bottles since I was born. I'll go blind from bowling bearings doctors have worn. I like making out with steel rim glasses more than horn. Eric Satie gets my rocks off, cages a dream. Philip Glass is mineralist to the extreme. We'll be right back.
Nick Mason and company, as someone on the comments board pointed out, asked or told, all the songs on that album, in fact, were written by Carla Bley, words and music. None of them were written by Nick, who I guess isn't really a songwriter. So yes, that's a fact worth noting. And other musicians, I'm jogging my memory here by actually looking at the liner notes, other musicians on the album, Steve Swallow, Chris Spedding, Carla Bley, of course, Michael Mantler, I mentioned, a bunch of others, and of course, Robert Wyatt singing on that track, which was I'm a Mineralist from Nick Mason's Fictitious Sports. Now, the next track I was going to play is really long. I don't want to play. I'm not quite ready to play a 15-minute track, so I'm going to shift gears here and play. All right, I'll play this track from the group Ricordi di Infanzia, Italian group. We're going to hear a track from the only album that they ever released, which was called Lo Uomo. And we're going to hear the track Uomo Mangia Uomo, Man Eats Man. Can that possibly be it? I believe that's the translation of the title. Anyway, Italian group Ricordi di Infanzia. And again, this is from a 1973 album. And here we go.
Si stancherà d'arrivare tanto in alto, sempre più, mille volte anche più. Ho cercato di capire la ragione, il perché siamo sempre senza pace. Chi si arrende resta solo e piangerà, chi ha fame vuole il pane e non ce l'ha. L'assetato chiede l'acqua e non l'avrà, e nessuno muove un dito, non sa perché.
And again, that's the Italian group Ricordi d'Infanzia. And we heard a track from 1973 from the album Io Uomo. And right, we're going to move on with some German music, or at least a German band. We're going to hear something from the group Kraan. It's K-R-A-A-N. Interesting group. They formed and were most active, I guess, best known in the 70s, best known as the 70s group, and they were somewhere straddling the line between krautrock and jazz fusion. You know that line, krautrock and jazz fusion, but very proggy. A couple of toes in the prog world, I would say. And what's so interesting about these folks? They reunited a few years ago. 2020 or so, I think. So we're going to hear a track actually from a recent album. They're probably best known as a 70s group, 70s, maybe 80s, but we're going to hear a track from a record they recorded, the title track, in fact, from a record they recorded in 2023. It's called Zoup, Z-O-U-P, and this is the group Kraan. probably the slickest thing you'll hear on this show for a while. That's not a criticism, but anyway, music there from the group Kraan, K-R-A-A-N, and we heard the title track from the album Zoup, Z-O-U-P, which was released by the reformed group a couple years ago, 2023, I think. All right, then. We're going to go now to Oslo, Norway. I'm going to hear a track from a group called Tusmork, all Norwegian pronunciations approximate, you understand. We're going to hear a track from an album released just a couple years ago, I think it's 2024 release, called Dawn of Oberon. And this will be a track, obviously the title is in Norwegian, but it's close enough, and which you'll see if you look at the playlist in about 10 seconds. It's close enough that I can figure out that it's actually Midsummer Night's Dream in Norwegian. Anyway, this is the group Tusmork.
Thank you.
Oh my God, that mellotron at the end. Be still my heart. Oh my goodness. Tuss Mork is who we just heard there. They're from Oslo, Norway, and we heard a track from a 2024 LP. Well, is it an LP? Not sure. I own it in digital form, and I think it might be available as at least a CD and probably also a vinyl-type album. Anyway, it's called Dawn of Oberon, and and the track we heard was called Midsummer Night's Dream. Gorgeous, absolutely breathtaking mellotron at the very end of that. All right, what the heck? Let's play this 15-minute track. I don't know why I'm making such a big fuss. I've played many 15-minute and longer tracks before. I just was feeling like I wasn't feeling like it tonight, but now I'm feeling like it. So we're going to hear a track from a group called Carmina. They were French, and we're going to hear the title track from an album called Hamra, H-A-M-R-A, released in 1976 originally and reissued and made available on the label Soleil Zul, who I've mentioned before, I'm sure. It's a French label that does a lot of prog stuff, a lot of reissues and whatnot. Soleil Zul, Z-E-U-H-L, Zul, of course, being the name of the bizarre invented genre that the group Magma invented, created. So anyway, this is the group Carmina, track called Hamra, H-A-M-R-A, title track from that album, 1976. Enjoy. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Music there from the group Carmina, C-A-R-M-I-N-A, French group, obviously, very obviously in the magma mold with all the chanting and whatnot. And we heard a track, we heard the title track from a 1976 album called Hamra, H-A-M-R-A. And I have an announcement here somewhere. Somewhere. Here it is. Become a record dealer at the WFMU Record Fair, which is happening in November, November 6th through 8th this year. We're now accepting table reservations for the WFMU Record Fair. The fair is returning to the Metropolitan Pavilion in New York City for 3 days, November 6th, 7th, and 8th. We're looking for new dealers. We're looking for new dealers. So if you've got a stockpile of records and CDs you've been looking to sell off, the fair is the perfect place for you to do that. We're also looking for non-vinyl dealers, comics, zines, jewelry, art, clothes, and more to participate. For more information, contact Record Fair Director Matt Warwick at the following email address, recfair@wfmu.org, R-E-C-F-A-I-R at wfmu.org, if you would like to be a dealer, and who wouldn't, at the upcoming WFMU Record Fair. We're now going to hear a track from a Dutch group called Trion, T-R-I-O-N, and we're going to hear something. This is a brand new record. This just came out like last month, an album called Terra Tiempo, and we're going to hear the title track from that album. This is a Dutch trio called Trion, T-R-I-O-N. And that's going to do it for tonight's show. Thanks so much for listening, folks. You're tuned, as always, to listener-supported WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, and the county of the Land of Rock at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Amanda's next. See you next time.
Out here in the field.
sit down with two at the breakfast table while the kids are gone. Out and takes my hand, squeezes it and says, how you feeling, hon? And I look across at smiling lips that warm my heart and see my son. And if that's not loving me, then all I've got to say, God didn't make the little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And there's no such thing as Dr. Seuss or Disneyland, and Mother Goose is no nursery rhyme. God didn't make the little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And when my self is low, I don't think the face of you and peace in my mind. Many times I call her up at home, knowing she's busy, and ask her if she can get away and meet me. Maybe we can grab a bite to eat. And she drops what she's doing and she hurries down to meet me, and I'm always late. But she sits waiting patiently and smiles when she first sees me, cause she's made up for me. And if that ain't loving me, then all I've got to say, God didn't make little green apples, and it don't snow in Minneapolis when the winter comes. And there's no such thing as make-believe puppet dolls, autumn leaves, and big guns. God didn't make